This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said knowledge can play a crucial role in making India developed by 2047. Addressing a gathering of students and faculty members at Sushma Swaraj Auditorium in Nalanda University in Rajgir, Mr. Modi said India can achieve position of superpower by strengthening its education and knowledge system. The Prime Minister inaugurated the newly built campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar. He said the Nalanda University was a great example of our identity and traditions to the world. He said rejuvenation of the Nalanda University in its new form symbolizes the capacity and might of emerging India. Mr. Modi said his government is working on the ethos of our ancient traditions, so we are promoting development and environment conservation together. The Prime Minister said International Solar Alliance is also such a step which we are promoting. National capital Delhi continues to grapple with the water crisis, with long queues of people forming at water tanker distribution points across the city. Residents of the national capital are seen gathering around tankers with plastic canisters and buckets to collect water. The situation has triggered widespread protests, vandalism and political confrontations throughout the city. NDMC area is also affected by the water shortage. Speaking to the media, NDMC Vice Chairperson Satish Upadhyay accused the Delhi government of protecting the tanker mafia, tender mafia and engaging in corruption. He further urged people and associations to use water judiciously. The Delhi government has alleged that the BJP government in Haryana is stopping Delhi's water supply as part of a political conspiracy. Ahead of Haryana Assembly polls, former Haryana Congress leader Kiran Chaudhary and her daughter Shruti Chaudhary have joined BJP. They were inducted into the party in the presence of Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, MP Manohar Lal Khattar and other party leaders in New Delhi today. After joining BJP, Ms. Kiran praised the public welfare initiatives undertaken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. She expressed her dedication to working for the welfare of Haryana and its people under the BJP banner. In flood-affected Sikkim, rescue, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing to mitigate the sufferings of the affected people, particularly of the most affected parts of Lachung and Chungthang in Amangan district. Around 1,300 stranded tourists have been evacuated by Tuesday from the flood-affected areas to safer places. The evacuation of remaining tourists stranded in North Sikkim is expected to be completed today itself. Mangan District Collector Hem Kumar Chetri told Akashwani News that the evacuation process will be completed by this afternoon. In Assam, incessant rain has thrown life out of gear in many districts. Over 1.6 lakh people are reeling under the fury of floods in 15 districts. 5 persons were killed due to landslide at Karimganj district last night. All schools at Karimganj district will remain closed today and tomorrow. Waterlogging has also been reported at many places in Guwahati city. Road communication is disrupted in several flood-affected districts. Incessant heavy rains continue to lash Arunachal Pradesh for the past few days. IMD has issued a red alert in East Kameng, Papumpare and Lower Dibang Valley districts. It has also issued orange alert for 9 districts and yellow for the rest. A portion of the NH415 has been washed away by flash flood at the Karsingsa area, thereby completely halting the vehicular movement along Nirjuli Bandardua stretch of the highway. In view of this, the Itanagar District Administration has ordered closure of the highway from Nirjuli to Bandardua and diversion of traffic through Gumto Road for the period till restoration of the roads. India Met Department has said that North India is expected to experience partial respite from heat wave tomorrow and the day after due to a western disturbance impacting the region. Talking exclusively to Akashwani, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, as the western disturbance affects the northern parts of the country, isolated thunderstorm and light rainfall is likely over Punjab, Haryana and Delhi. However, the relief will be temporary. He said that the national capital is expected to witness fall in temperature by 1 to 2 degrees Celsius today. He added the city recorded the warmest night ever in the June month since 1969. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.